We're actually quite pleased by how the government and Tanzanian society has addressed this continuing challenge of violence against people with albinism. The government, after calls by civil society and the international community, came out very strongly in support of the regional commissioners in the regions in which the crimes were committed. They were provided additional legal and police support, and there were many statements at the highest level of government, including the president, condemning these ritualistic practices and encouraging all Tanzanians to accept people with albinism as full members of this society. So it's been good progress. More needs to be done, because it is only through the full acceptance and social integration of people with albinism that these crimes will stop.
But what are the areas which remain of concern according to the UN in Tanzania?
Well, there are two or three major concerns. The first one is that many people with albinism are very poor. So they are experiencing the same problems as other poor Tanzanians. So one must make sure that the integration into society does not include segregating them further for them to receive special attention. So what is needed is a massive social awareness campaign through radio, print media, even social media, to promote this integration. That will be a long-term issue. The second one is that people with albinism do have unique challenges in terms of eyesight. Skin cancer is very common with them, and very often they have challenges in terms of finding employment and working in the rural area. So some type of activities to support their integration are needed, and this is where they do need to be treated somewhat differently. And thirdly, we must understand that the practices that are leading to these crimes appear to be deep-rooted, at least in some parts of the country. And one must work with community leaders, religious leaders, and others to encourage them to speak out in support of people with albinism.
How is the UN involved in helping addressing these issues?
Well, the UN has started a three-part campaign in support of Tanzania and people living with albinism. We are calling it the three Ps: protection, prevention, and prosecution. Protection is about protecting the people living with albinism in terms of their own unique needs. Sometimes these are medical needs, sometimes they are educational, given challenges they have with eyesight problems, for example. Prevention is working with community leaders and local government to ensure that violence does not take place against them. And prosecution is a bit more challenging, but it's encouraging governmental authorities to take immediate and effective action against anybody that has been found to have committed a crime against somebody living with albinism.
What do you expect from the government now on?
Our expectations from governments at this stage is that they continue to maintain this as a major policy issue that impacts the human rights of a vulnerable community in the country. The presence of the president in a massive commemoration of this first day on awareness on people with albinism is a very important signal, but we want this not to just take place this one day in per year, but that throughout the year, the government is committed to ensuring that the human rights of everyone are respected, and that includes people living with albinism.